America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Today is Wednesday, April 15th. What to know today about President Trump's decision to make good on a threat involving the World Health Organization. And there's new research about how long social distancing might last. Also, just as one presidential candidate backs out, another comes in. Maybe. We're talking about a potential third-party candidate. Plus, SAT requirements are changing, and yet another new streaming service hopes you'll want to binge-watch. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It seems President Trump is following through on his threat to cut funding from the World Health Organization. The president announced the U.S. will stop paying the WHO. He accused the U.N. organization of mismanaging and covering up the spread of the new coronavirus. Trump said, in his view, the new coronavirus might have stayed in China if the WHO was more skeptical of China's statements. He says they also pushed back on Trump's efforts to put travel restrictions on China in January. But remember, the president himself has faced some criticism about not doing enough in the early days of the pandemic. Some say he didn't take action early enough to avoid shortages of vital testing kits and other medical supplies. Either way, cutting this funding to the WHO could have a big impact. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. provides more than a fifth of the WHO's budget. And the New York Times says America's contribution was $553 million last year. For now, Trump did not say if the U.S. would permanently stop funding or if this would be a temporary move. One Trump administration official told the Journal the money could be diverted to other health programs instead. As of early this morning, the WHO has not responded, but the United Nations Secretary General did speak out against Trump's decision. He said, "We can all evaluate who fell short and when later, but he says now is not the time to cut back resources from organizations trying to fight this virus." The U.S. is still working on plans to reopen the economy, both at the state and national level. And a couple plans were released yesterday. First, the Washington Post got a hold of a 10-page back-to-work strategy from the CDC and FEMA. It's apparently just a draft for now, but it includes everything from manufacturing more testing kits by mid-May to gradual reopenings based on local conditions. But even then, this document says people will need to still follow strict guidelines for hand-washing and wearing face coverings while in groups. President Trump apparently wants a final plan within days so he can authorize some states to reopen as soon as May 1st. Still, it's not clear if governors really need the go-ahead from Trump. Expect to hear more in the weeks to come. Meanwhile, California released its own guidance. Governor Gavin Newsom highlighted six key indicators for easing up on the stay-at-home order. They include being able to monitor and track potential cases, develop therapies, and make sure schools and businesses can still support some sort of social distancing. And the last one, the ability to reissue a mandate if necessary. But the governor did not actually give a firm timeline. According to one recent study, we'll be doing some kind of social distancing for quite some time. Harvard disease researchers said the U.S. might need to follow guidelines here and there into the next 2 years. They warned against lifting measures all at once, saying that would risk just delaying the peak of the pandemic instead of avoiding it. And of course, there's a lot we still don't know about COVID-19 right now, like how much might it change with the seasons and how long might someone's immunity last. For now, it's just going to be about learning to adjust as needed. COVID-19 has now killed more than 126,000 people around the world. It's a milestone no one wanted to reach, but on the bright side, at least 494,000 people have recovered from this virus. In the United States, New York City's death toll has surpassed 10,000. And now the CDC released the first national data on how this is impacting healthcare workers. The report shows more than 9,000 healthcare professionals have contracted COVID-19 as of April 9th. It cautioned the real numbers are likely much higher, since some states are doing a better job reporting this data than others. The AP looked at just the states with the best info and said it's likely 10 to 20% of all U.S. cases are healthcare workers. That said, they have lower hospitalization rates. Meanwhile, we're hearing from a celebrity about what it actually feels like to be infected with COVID-19. Actress Rita Wilson told CBS News she felt tired and achy. She also had a fever with extreme chills and lost her sense of taste and smell. Those feelings, she said, lasted for weeks. But Wilson did recover, and so did her husband, Tom Hanks. She says now both of them are feeling great. The global economy is now on track for the sharpest downturn since the Great Depression in the 1930s. That's the word from the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. It predicts a partial rebound in 2021, but that, of course, depends on the course of this pandemic. And a quick reminder here in the U.S., today, April 15th, is usually tax day, but the federal tax deadline got pushed back to July 15th this year. So if you haven't filed yet, don't worry, you have 3 more months, although some state deadlines can vary. And by the way, as many as 80 million Americans should have received a direct deposit from the federal government by today. The IRS started depositing money in Americans' bank accounts late last week as part of the economic relief package passed by Congress. Former Vice President Joe Biden has now secured a new key endorsement. It came from his old running mate and former president, Barack Obama. During a 12-minute video announcement, Obama said choosing Joe Biden as his right-hand man was one of the best decisions he's ever made. Obama said Biden helped him rebuild the economy after the Great Recession and also helped manage 2 epidemics, H1N1 and Ebola. And remember, this is Biden's second big endorsement this week. He also got the backing of Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday. And just when we thought it was down to a 2-man race, Biden and Trump, there might be a third party candidate. Congressman Justin Amash from Michigan says he's considering running for president. Amash left the Republican Party last year and said he would seek re-election for his House seat as an independent. Still, he's conservative, so some analysts say an Amash candidacy could pose a real threat to President Trump, since it might split up some of the people planning to vote for Trump. For now, though, there has not been an official announcement. Stay tuned. We have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week, Rothy's. Especially in these uncertain times, Rothy's hopes to brighten your day with beautiful, sustainable products and content. And yes, style and sustainability can exist in one shoe. Rothy's shoes are not only incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period, they are also crafted with eco-friendly materials. Rothy's has kept 50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills and transformed them into their signature thread. My entire experience and feeling ordering Rothy's shoes was great, from choosing the right style and color on their website to getting my red Rothy's shoes directly in the box with no unnecessary packaging. And of course, wearing them. I agree with the Yahoo editor who recently called them the most comfortable flats I've ever owned. Plus, Rothy's always come with free shipping and free returns. So check out all the amazing shoes and bags available now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. General Motors is delivering its first batch of ventilators to FEMA this week, and it's ahead of schedule. The automaker is making them through a partnership with a medical tech company. They plan to build 30,000 ventilators for about $490 million. The first batch is ready now. More than 6,000 should be done by June 1st. The rest will be delivered by the end of August. Remember, ventilators are a key piece of medical equipment needed to help the most critically ill COVID-19 patients breathe. And timing is everything, since hospitals in the hardest hit areas are facing potential shortages now, not later. So NBC News reports hundreds of workers have been working 20-hour days at an Indiana plant to get them built quickly. By the way, Ford is making medical supplies as well. It's producing ventilators and face masks and making reusable medical gowns from airbag material. A big shakeup with college admissions. For now, some universities are letting high school seniors skip standardized tests like the ACT or SAT. CNN reports about 50 schools have made the temporary change, including Boston and Tufts universities, as well as all 9 schools in the University of California system. Some are waiving the requirement for just fall of 2021, while others are waiting even longer to bring it back. Of course, the reason is those companies behind the tests are not even administering them during this pandemic as they follow social distancing guidelines. So some high schoolers may be off the hook depending on where they want to go. Speaking of college, some universities are thinking about suspending all in-person classes until 2021. Nothing is set in stone yet, but they're working up a plan in case this new coronavirus continues to be a problem into the next school year. Universities are especially impacted since many college students have to travel to different states to attend. Today, yet another video streaming service is making its debut. NBC Universal's Peacock just launched. It includes an on-demand library with shows like 30 Rock and Law & Order, as well as movies like Jurassic Park and Shrek. Before the end of the year, Peacock will have original programming as well, including reboots of Saved by the Bell and Punky Brewster. For Comcast customers, it's available now, commercial-free, and does not cost anything on top of your regular bill. For anyone else, it will be rolled out July 15th for $5 a month with ads or $10 a month ad-free. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how the coronavirus pandemic is taking a toll on people's 401ks. The Wall Street Journal reports some major companies are cutting their contributions to save cash. But keep in mind, some companies are choosing to cut back in this way in order to avoid reducing health benefits right now or even cutting jobs. And experts say just because companies are holding off on matching your contribution, it doesn't mean you should stop putting money into your 401k and saving for retirement. Even with the market up and down right now, experts say if you're still getting a paycheck and can afford to make those contributions, you should continue to do so. It will likely pay off in the long run. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And a quick note, The Newsworthy is proud to take part in Podapalooza. It's a virtual podcast festival to raise money for COVID-19 relief. You'll hear our special episode and you'll get to discover other amazing podcasts, all for a good cause. Podapalooza is happening in a week and a half, so you can learn more and get your ticket at plza.org. Again, that's plza.org. And as always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned today at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll have more news for you tomorrow. Have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.